would like to utilize a text from 2 Timothy chapter 3, first few verses of that passage by way of invitation this evening. And I have written an article that I posted on the internet yesterday or day before that will be in the bulletin this Sunday. It's called A Christian's Perspective of Islam. And it was some thoughts that I had as a result of the Orlando shooting and some of the rhetoric that we see in the world today. And of course, the purpose of it was to emphasize what the Bible teaches on a number of different matters. And one of the points that I made, in fact, it was probably the primary point, is that we talk about Islam and we talk about Christianity as these big worldwide movements that are monolithic and multifaceted. And we see that. So when we categorize Islam in a particular way, it involves actually people who have, by the way, this isn't part of the article, but it involves people that actually have sought to kill each other over the centuries, and they're all under the same name. And when you talk about Christianity, you have individuals who are advocating some of the most heinous sins that are found in the Bible as being legitimate and good and acceptable by God in the world today. And I made the point that there are many Muslims who call themselves Muslims. There are many who call themselves Christians who are not in actuality heeding their particular holy book. They're not trying to follow it. They're not following the spirit of whether it's the Prophet Muhammad for the Muslim or the teachings and the spirit of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. And the Apostle Paul warned that there would be some who would be that way in 2 Timothy chapter 3 in the last days. He said that there will be perilous times that will come. And I want you to look at this because when we look at what we might refer to as the Americanized version of Christianity, what we commonly see out in society today among those who call themselves Christians, think about how they might be described in this way. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And you think, wait a minute, that doesn't describe anyone here. I mean, you might take one or two of those in that list and say, okay, you might apply it here. But when we're talking about individuals who are unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, traitors, saying that some out in the world who say they're Christians are acting this way, well, what he says in verse 5 is that they have a form of godliness. They have a form of godliness. And that is the most amazing thing that I see in the world today. How many individuals are at least posturing as individuals who love God, posturing as individuals who love Jesus. And so they are pious and they are adamant that they are godly people. And yet because they are headstrong, because they are the haughty and prideful, because they are lovers of self, lovers of money, rather than lovers of God, that form of godliness is not valid in any way. Here's what I would like for you to do, however, rather than simply look out and think about they and them and how they are, to examine your own hearts to ensure that this is not characteristic of you. It's not characteristic of me. That we decide that we're going to approach God, but it's going to be our own, on our own merits and our own ideas and on the basis of what we want and what we think. That's prideful. It's haughty. And that's not acceptable to God. Those who are accepted of God are those who submit wholly and completely to His will. His will is found in Scripture, and if you cannot find it in Scripture, you're not to do it. If you cannot approve it in Scripture, you're not to engage in those activities. This will be the thing that will judge us in the last day, the words that Jesus has spoken and has been delivered to us by the Holy Spirit. We must submit wholly to Him to be acceptable to Him. So let us not be haughty. Let us not be headstrong. Let us not be lovers of ourselves, but rather let us be lovers of God. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you have a need to respond, we offer ourselves to you. If you're not a child of God and would like to become one, we encourage you to repent of your sins, confess Jesus as the Son of God, be baptized to have your sins washed away. If as a child of His there is something amiss in your life or some encouragement that we could give you, then we offer ourselves to you as well. We do it now. We ask that you come while together we stand and sing.